Today's episode of Locked On Eagles is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Welcome in, Eagles fans, to another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. As always, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Louis DiBiase here joining you on this Friday edition of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are continuing our two-part series that we started up yesterday. You can check out that episode on any podcast platform or on LockedOnEagles.com. We are predicting the Eagles 2020 53-man roster when the regular season starts. They got to cut this thing down from 80 players to 53. And we also, we're not just doing 53-man roster predictions, but we're doing depth chart predictions. So yesterday, I did the entire offense. Carson Wentz, who's going to be QB2? Who's going to be the backup between Jalen Hurts and Nate Sudfeld at running back? Is Boston Scott going to be the main backup behind Miles Sanders, or is Corey Clement going to be that? Who's that fourth running back between Michael Warren, Elijah Holyfield, Andre Killings? You know, of course, wide receiver three. You know it's going to be DeSean Jackson and Jalen Reagor, but who of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, Greg Ward, John Hightower, Quez Watkins is going to step up in the absence of Alshon Jeffrey, offensive line as well. So we got into all of that offensive depth chart talk on yesterday's podcast. So again, make sure you subscribe to the show. You can find it on any platform, and I always post the shows as well on LockedOnEagles.com and as well on Twitter at LockedOnBirds and at DiBiase, L-O-E, and Gino is on Twitter at Gino_L-O-E. Gino will be back next week. He's taking care of some family matters, so good for Gino to have a week off here before the season really gets going, guys. We are 37 days away. Knock on wood that everything goes right, but we are 37 days away from the Eagles playing a football game. I mean, I don't know if I'm not ready. I should say I am ready, considering we've had no sports. We're finally just getting the restart of all these leagues, and you know, the offseason has felt really long, but at the same time, like, really short. I don't know what it is. Maybe the lack of activity made us focus so much on football and the Eagles, right, with everything that we've been doing on this podcast and with the simulations and stuff, that the end game has been the start of the football season, because we thought the NBA wasn't going to come back, the NHL, March Madness got canceled. So I don't know. I'm ready, but at the same time, not ready, if that makes any sense. But of course, I'd much rather have Eagles football than no Eagles football. So I am over the moon that we are almost a month away from the start of the 2020 regular season, one that I'm very excited about. The Eagles, not that they're under the radar, but they're not getting the same expectations that they had in 2018 and 2019. This is more of an offseason like 2017, where people think, they'll be 9-7 to 11-5. And that's the team that won it all. That's the team that won a Super Bowl. So don't sleep on the Eagles this year in 2020. And we're going to get into the defensive side of the football, the unit that I think needs much more improvement than the offense. I think the offense simply just needs to get healthy, whereas I think the defense needed personnel changes. They needed a philosophy change. And I think you're seeing that change in Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator. I thought you saw that mindset change in Howie Roseman with the style of player he wanted on defense, going with a lot of upside, really honing in on the secondary and rebuilding that secondary that looks a whole lot better to me. And that was obviously the unit that needed the most help. But, you know, even linebacker, I think this team is ready to go away from that position and more so towards a team that just, it's positionless and it's matchup based, and that's just not what it's been the past four seasons with Jim Schwartz as the defensive coordinator. They're going to use a ton of defensive backs, at least to me probably six a play. Maybe even there's times where there's no linebacker at all. And if there is, you know, down the road, they're hoping it's Davian Taylor, who's kind of a hybrid guy that can fly sideline to sideline. So, and on the defensive line, we're going to get into today, because the Eagles brought back an old friend, a veteran on the defensive end spot. But on the defensive line, they just went all in on the interior. You already had Fletcher Cox, you signed Malik Jackson last year, and now you've got Javon Hargrave, a 27-year-old elite defensive tackle. So I'm really excited about the changes they made on defense, both personnel-wise this year, bringing in Javon Hargrave and Darius Slay and Nickell Roby-Coleman and Will Parks, and on defense in the draft, drafting Kayvon Wallace and Davian Taylor. But I'm also really excited about the philosophy change that Howie Roseman had on both sides of the ball as a general manager. And also Jim Schwartz finally looks like he's ready to adjust his mindset. Maybe it was just necessity based on the personnel he had, but it looks like this guy is ready to go with a ton of defensive backs, matchup-based defense, and that to me is awesome because that's not really what the Eagles have had over the last four seasons. And while I think there's times you got to be simple and just let players play, I think there's got to be a balance though. That doesn't mean that you're just this vanilla defense that has no creativity whatsoever, because offenses can exploit that kind of unit, even with great personnel. So let's get into it, though. Let's predict this. We'll continue the 53-man roster predictions here, the depth chart predictions on the defensive side of the football. And I want to start with the defensive end spot, which is pretty timely because right when I woke up, again, I work the overnights and radio, so I kind of wake up around noon, one-ish. The Eagles, as I'm waking up, had made a signing. Vinnie Curry signs a one-year deal worth about $1.5 million guaranteed, so a very cheap contract for a veteran that's been with the Eagles now for, this is going to be season number 8. Obviously, there's that random cameo he had with Tampa Bay after the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2018, but Curry back last year was 24th in pass rush efficiency per Pro Football Focus in 2019. He had 5.5 sacks, which was the second most in his career, and it's the highest in 6 years, right? He blocked that field goal in the playoff game. Vinnie Curry was a really efficient role player rotating in on your defensive line last year. Curry, look, here's my take on Vinnie Curry coming back. Obviously, he's a lock to make the roster. So how I would have the depth chart work right now at defensive end: Brandon Graham, obviously your DE1. Derek Barnett's going to be your other starter on the edge. Then I think it's the same rotation as last year. Your DE3 and 4 that are going to come in. It's Vinnie Curry and Josh Sweat. Again, I'm really happy about this signing. It doesn't cost a lot of money. With the type of season that we've got right now, it's good to have some veterans that are proven to have a certain floor of production. He was super efficient. He had 5.5 sacks. He hit home last year. He's really good against the run as well. He's a leader. He's someone that loves being an Eagle, and you want those kind of players, right? I couldn't stand all the mercenaries, basically, that Chip Kelly brought in 2015. It felt like no one was a true Eagle. Nobody wanted to be an Eagle, and Vinnie Curry is the opposite. That man grew up loving the Philadelphia Eagles, and now he's continuing to live out his dream playing for this team. So I love Curry the player. I think it, on that kind of inexpensive deal to get a guy that was top 25 just a year ago, I mean, that's a great move. However, one thing I am a little disappointed in is that it's going to dip into these young guys. The snaps of Jannard Avery, Josh Sweat, it especially doesn't bode well for Jannard Avery, who was in line right now to be that fourth defensive end. And also Sharif Miller, the Eagles' 2019 fourth-round draft pick out of Penn State, did not have a great rookie season. There were attitude issues on the field. He just was very inconsistent throughout the summer in training camp and in the preseason. I think they're only going to keep 5. It's going to be Brandon Graham, Derek Barnett, Vinnie Curry, Josh Sweat, and Jannard Avery. So while Avery's a lock, I don't know if he's going to play a lot. And Sharif Miller, Joe Osman, I don't think those guys make the roster. They already waived Deshaun Hall, so you know he's not an option anymore. So that's my thing, is I really like the signing of the player for the value that they gave up. Money-wise, it's not much to write home about. $1.5 million guaranteed is nothing for that kind of player. I think that's a steal. But at the same time, I was looking forward to Jannard Avery being that fourth edge rusher and seeing if he could, you know, return to that rookie form that he was really efficient and dominating with the Cleveland Browns in his rookie season in 2018, a player the Eagles really like, and they'll still use him in creative ways, I'm sure, in pass rush situations. Last year, they had him playing as a stand-up linebacker, crashing through the A-gap and the B-gap, and I'm sure, you know, he'll still, you know, see snaps like that, but you have to remember, Avery already is the defensive end four. This isn't defensive end four like it was in 2017, where whoever it was, if you want to say it was Derek Barnett or Chris Long, both of those guys were getting a ton of snaps because you would have Brandon Graham play inside a lot. And Jim Schwartz, you know he loves to have at least four guys rotating through on the edge. And that's still going to be true. But with Curry coming in now, him and Sweat are going to get snaps. But even those snaps for those two are going to be limited. So for Avery, it's going to be almost nothing because you have to remember, Brandon Graham's not going to move inside probably at all this year. I would say, knock on wood, that the defensive tackles stay healthy, because you have Fletcher Cox and Javon Hargrave, who are both elite pass rushers at their position. So those two aren't going to come off the field a lot. And then if one of them do, you also have Malik Jackson, you have to remember. Malik Jackson's going to be playing inside. So Brandon Graham's not going to play inside a whole lot, I'm sure, this year. Even though he's so damn good inside pass rushing. That's where he hit Tom Brady and forced that fumble to win the Super Bowl. So I'm sure he'll play there sometimes. But then if Brandon Graham moves inside, you got to remember too, even if he doesn't, part of the rotation not only involves Josh Sweat and Vinnie Curry, but Malik Jackson played a lot of edge rusher in Denver and in his time with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So you have to remember, not only is Vinnie Curry dipping into the snaps now of Josh Sweat and Jannard Avery, but Malik Jackson is too. So I love the depth of this defensive line. I think it's so talented and so diverse. I think it's going to take a big bounce back this year. I think last year it was just far too inconsistent for the type of talent that they had. So while I'm excited about those young guys and kind of bummed that they're going to kind of get beat out by veterans, something the Eagles are not really doing this year at a lot of positions, at the same time, the money made too much sense for the type of season they have. You know, relying on veterans this year is smart at certain positions. And I love the rotation and the personnel they have right now. So I am bummed the young guys won't get as many snaps, but I think this was the right call for the Eagles. So that's the defensive end spot. Brandon Graham, Derek Barnett, Vinnie Curry, Josh Sweat, and Jannard Avery are your five. You're not going to keep six because you're also going to keep five defensive tackles. As I mentioned, Fletcher Cox and Javon Hargrave. That might be, I don't even think that might be. That is the best defensive tackle duo in the NFL. And then rotating in is a guy that is proven to be able to get like 8 sacks a year at defensive tackle, playing edge, a versatile veteran that last year, losing him was underrated. I mean, that was a huge loss. I know the Eagles lost so many players last year, but losing Malik Jackson just after one game after that season opener against Washington was devastating for them. So Malik Jackson coming back is your third guy. You have a lot of depth this year at the position, and Fletcher Cox has the best stable of interior teammates that he's had ever. Tim Jernigan is the best thing that Fletcher Cox has ever had at defensive tackle. He got to play with Mike Patterson for 1 year his rookie season, and that's really it. He's been playing with the likes of Anthony Rush and Hassan Ridgeway, who, by the way, round out the bottom five here at defensive tackle. It's going to be Cox, Hargrave, Jackson, Hassan Ridgeway, who was really good in his own right last year, a surprise draft day trade where the Eagles gave up a 7th-round pick to the Colts to get Ridgeway, and Ridgeway was getting to the quarterback last year. So Ridgeway and Anthony Rush as your bottom two, I love that five. This is the deepest the Eagles' defensive line has been in a very long time. And it's not just because they've had a lot of great defensive ends in the past, and then with Fletcher Cox, a defensive tackle. But right now, you have four defensive tackles that can come in and get to the quarterback. And then you have this giant young prospect that was pretty good against the run last year in Anthony Rush. So those are your 10 defensive linemen. Coming up next right here on Locked On Eagles, we'll get into the second level of the defense. Who's going to play at linebacker this year for the Eagles? Who's going to start? Who's going to rotate in? You know, what role are these guys going to have? Because there's a lot of options, but there's no proven ability, and there's not a lot of... It's basically a linebacker. It's low floor and high ceiling. The sky could be the limit for a couple of these players, but it also could be the biggest liability the Eagles have this year on defense. That is, of course, if they decide to use the position at all. It's hard for something to be a liability if they don't use linebacker a whole lot, but we'll get into that coming up next right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. And guys, we are sponsored today, rockauto.com. If you're like me, you want car shopping, you want fixing your car to be as quick and as painless as possible, right? If it's breaking down, I don't want to have to deal with that headache a whole lot. I know nothing about cars, and that's where rockauto.com comes in. It's quick, it's painless, and it's a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. If you go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers, they'll have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door, so you don't have to go anywhere in that car of yours that might need some repairs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Make sure you write down Locked On in there, how did you hear about us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, Eagles fans, welcome back into this Friday edition of Locked On Eagles, continuing our 2020 depth chart predictions, and this time we're talking about defense. So we started with the defensive line as the big news today rolls out that the Eagles have brought back defensive end Vinnie Curry. So I think the depth chart at defensive end shapes out like this. Brandon Graham, Derek Barnett, Vinny Curry, Josh Sweat, and Jannard Avery. So bye-bye Joe Osman and Sharif Miller. At defensive tackle, you got Fletcher Cox, Javon Hargrave, Malik Jackson, Hassan Ridgeway, and Anthony Rush. That is just, man, for quarterbacks that can't run and can't get to the edge, good luck. The Eagles are going to be generating consistent pressure up the middle, and quarterbacks hate a muddy pocket right in front of their feet. They absolutely despise it. And when you've got Fletcher Cox, Javon Hargrave, and Malik Jackson, and then Hassan Ridgeway, and even a Brandon Graham coming in at times inside, that is a huge advantage this Eagles defense has this year. So I mentioned in segment one, we were talking about this being a more positionless defense, a matchup-based defense. And while I think that bodes well for defensive backs, because you're going to be kind of like the Chargers a couple years ago, where you're going to have most of the time at least six defensive backs out there, sometimes seven. It doesn't bode well for the linebacking position, one that the Eagles have never really put in a lot of significant resources, money-wise, draft picks. What was it? They haven't taken a linebacker in the first round since the 70s with Frank LeMaster. I mean, isn't that crazy? This team never invests really in this position. Not to say they've never had good players there, because the last 4 years you've had guys like Nigel Bradham and Jordan Hicks and Michael Kendricks. You've had good players at this position. You know, TJ Edwards was really efficient last year as an undrafted rookie. It's just, again, it's undrafted rookies. It's, you know, low-end free agent signings, and, you know, even Jordan Hicks was a third-round draft pick. Chip Kelly's the only one that wanted to invest in this position. He just went all in. He traded LeSean McCoy for Kiko Alonso when he already had... Oh, when you think about that trade, it's so dumb. He already had D'Amico Ryans and Michael Kendricks, and he had drafted Jordan Hicks, you know, a month later. Just crazy. But right now, that's not the case at linebacker. The Eagles, they made one significant investment in the position this offseason, and that was taking Davian Taylor out of Colorado in the third round. A ton of upside. This dude can flat out fly sideline to sideline. A huge hitter. And also a guy that can line up in the slot and hold his own against receivers and running backs and athletic tight ends. He has all the upside in the world. However, he is so raw to the game of football. His football IQ is not quite there yet. And when it comes to zone coverage, he can kind of get lost at times, and the Eagles run a lot of zone coverage, or at least they did. We'll see if they continue to do that. So Davian Taylor, while I hope, and I've said this on the show a couple times, I hope he gives you a reason to not have to play Nate Geary a whole lot, Jatavis Brown, and maybe Duke Riley. I don't know how much they're going to be able to rely on Taylor with the type of offseason they have right now, for him not to get any preseason snaps at all with preseason being canceled. Maybe later on in the season he can come along, but for now, I think this is how it's going to work. Nate Geary is going to, and I hate it, because he's such a bad tackler, and for a former safety, he's kind of terrible in coverage too, but yet the coaching staff, and I don't get it, but the coaching staff trusts him. And I know he's made splash plays before. He had that pick six against the Jets last year. He had another interception against the Falcons. He had a couple sacks. He's fast off the edge. Like, he is an explosive linebacker that can get to the quarterback when you decide to blitz. And Jim Schwartz did blitz a whole lot more last year than he has in years past. But he's just such a liability in so many other areas. I think he's going to be your starter, though. He's going to be the linebacker that plays the most. I don't want to say an every down linebacker, because I don't think every down the Eagles are going to have a linebacker out there. But I think when they do, Nate Geary is going to be there in base packages and also in coverage. I think it's going to be Nate Geary. TJ Edwards is your run game linebacker. One of the most, if not the most efficient tackler last year in the NFL, I think. Of course, he's a special teams ace as well. But he's always in the right spots. He's always finishing plays. However, he's not somebody you want on third down in space. TJ Edwards is not somebody that you want in coverage. So I think he'll be your second linebacker, quote-unquote, but he'll really be used mostly in base packages. So I think it's going to be Nate Geary and TJ Edwards. But then if they're going to have more than one linebacker in you know, third down situations, like if they're going to use two as they have in years past, it's going to be Nate Geary and Jatavis Brown, I think, this year. But even Jatavis Brown, again, there's so much ceiling with these players. Jatavis Brown is an explosive player that is a big-time hitter, and he showed with the Chargers that he can thrive in coverage. That year, 2018, that they used so many defensive backs in that San Diego defense, Jatavis Brown was the only linebacker that really played on pass situations. But last year, he played his way out of the starting lineup. He missed so many bad tackles, just like Nate Geary. I think he's a step up from Nate Geary, if you ask me. So I think those two are going to be used mostly because the Eagles want their linebackers to be able to thrive in space. I wish TJ Edwards had that ability, because then he's your three-down linebacker, because he checks the boxes in every other category, but he just is not someone you want in third and long. you know, Christian McCaffrey lines up in the, not that the Eagles play the Panthers this year, but a weapon like that, like a Miles Sanders, he's called in motion and he lines up in the slot, and T.J. Edwards is on an island against that kind of player, that's a recipe for disaster. So it's, your top three will be Geary, Edwards, Jatavis Brown. I think Geary and Brown will play mostly in passing situations. And then Davian Taylor is your fourth linebacker with Duke Riley as your fifth. The Eagles really like Duke Riley. He's a special teams leader already. Kind of was the minute that he came in to the organization. So those are your five linebackers: Geary, Edwards, Brown, Taylor, and Riley. But again, it could be a liability this year. There could be every one of these players that fall to the floor and their complete liabilities. But it's not going to be something that defenses can really exploit a whole lot. Maybe against the run it will be, but when you have such a good front four, I don't know if it'll be that big of a problem. But sure, you know, play action situations, catching these guys off guard, I think it's going to be a lot easier to get the Eagles than other teams. But it's hard to expose that if the Eagles are using defensive backs like 6 to 7, you know, more than half the time. So that's kind of my take on linebacker. It's got some exciting players like Edwards and Brown and Taylor, but you have no idea what you have in any of these players yet. Your most proven linebacker is Nate Geary, and that's just such a problem. And well, it's not a problem because, again, modern day defense, you don't need that position as much, but it's definitely not a strength of this team, I would say, at linebacker. All right, let's get into the secondary. Coming up next right here on Locked On Eagles, cornerback and safety is where there's a lot of fun talent, but not sure where everybody's going to end up here, where they're going to fall in the order in the depth chart. Louis DiBiase right here on Locked On Eagles. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, welcome back into Locked On Eagles. Louis DiBiase here joining you. So let's get into cornerback. I think they're going to keep six. I think we all know who the names are. It's going to be Darius Slay, Nickell Robey-Coleman, Avante Maddox, Sidney Jones, Cravon LeBlanc, Rasul Douglas. That's a really fun group that finally, it's, you know, the Eagles have won in spite of corner. They won a Super Bowl with Jalen Mills and Ronald Darby. Wouldn't say they were a huge reason they won. They won with those guys, not because of those guys. I think this year, for the first time in a long time, the Eagles have an opportunity to have corner not just be something that they can get by with, the talent they have, but it could be a strength. When was the last time that happened? When you had Bobby Taylor and Troy Vincent and Al Harris and then Lito Shepard and Sheldon Brown, right? It's been over a decade. So it's been, what, 15 years? I mean, holy cow, the Eagles' cornerback history has been really bad lately in the 2010s. This year, not the case. To me, you have an elite CB1 in Darius Slay. You have an elite slot corner in Nickell Robey-Coleman. Those are your top two corners. Then there's this battle at CB2 between Avante Maddox and Sidney Jones. I wish Rasul Douglas and Cravon LeBlanc had an opportunity to win that job. I don't think they will. I think they'll be your fifth and sixth corners. I think it's going to be down to Maddox and Jones. And I think while Sidney Jones came on hot last year, he made crazy big plays in really big moments, this team trusts Avante Maddox. And again, with no preseason to play, with limited training camp reps, I just don't know if Sidney Jones, even though this organization still believes in his abilities, I'm not sure that he's going to be able to have enough opportunities to beat out Avante Maddox this offseason for that CB2 job. This team, again, they trust Maddox, and even with Jones making big plays down the stretch last year, here's the snap count I saw from Brandon Lee Gauton yesterday. The Eagles snap count from week 10 and on at the cornerback position between Maddox and Sidney Jones. Avante Maddox, 381 snaps. Sidney Jones, 79. And 51 of those came in week 17 when Darby was hurt, when Mills was hurt, and when Maddox had to leave the game early. When the playoffs came around, even with Jones making big plays, he had the game-sealing interception against the Giants. Guess what happened? He didn't see the field once on defense. The Eagles decided to go with Jalen Mills on the outside when he came back healthy. Douglas and Jones, they went to the bench. It was Avante Maddox on the outside with Mills and Cravon LeBlanc in the slot. And I think Nickell Robey-Coleman's now that guy in the slot, and, you know, Slay replaces Mills at corner, but I don't think Maddox is moving from that spot on the outside. That has upside, too. Even if Jones doesn't win that job, Avante Maddox in 2018 down the stretch, there wasn't a lot of corners playing more efficient, better football than Avante Maddox. And this team knows that. And I think they trust him. So I think he's going to be that second corner on the outside with Jones as the primary backup, as well as Rasul Douglas. And, you know, Craven LeBlanc's kind of the next man up in the slot. I really wish that they would give LeBlanc a chance on the outside. They did that with Maddox. How many people, when Maddox came out of Pittsburgh, said that he would be an outside corner? He kind of played it out of necessity at Pitt, whereas everybody here said, oh, he's undersized, he's fast, short area explosiveness, quick hips, he'll be a slot corner, right, to go up against the shifty, really good slot corner, slot receivers. But he played on the outside, and he thrived in 2018. He wasn't good last year there, but he got the opportunity, and he showed he could play, that his speed, that his aggressiveness, his ball skills could translate to the outside. I think the same thing could happen with Craven LeBlanc, who's a really good tackler, too, for his size. But I don't think the Eagles will go that route with LeBlanc or Rasul Douglas. So I think it's going to be Darius Slay, Nickell Robey-Coleman, Avante Maddox, and then Sidney Jones, Craven LeBlanc, and Rasul Douglas as your backup three. Not a bad position. I'm hoping this finally becomes a strength. On paper, it looks like one. All right, let's round this out with safety. I think they keep four safeties. I do not think Graylin Arnold makes the cut. I think it's going to be Rodney McLeod, obviously, is your safety one, an underrated glue guy here, especially with the loss of Malcolm Jenkins now. You need McLeod here in this defense. And then I think Jalen Mills is going to get the second most snaps. I love the role he's going to be in at safety this year. I hope it's not the role that gets the second most snaps at safety, but I think it will be because, again, like Maddox, like Geary, Jim Schwartz has his stable. And Jalen Mills, I think, is the leader of that stable. He trusts Jalen Mills more than anybody. So I think Mills is going to be that second safety when it comes to snaps. And then I think it's going to be Will Parks and Kayvon Wallace. At least, I don't want to say I'm predicting the snaps this year. This is my initial depth chart predictions. When week one starts, this is what the depth chart is going to look like. It's going to be McLeod and Mills. And then it's going to be Will Parks with Kayvon Wallace rounding out at the fourth safety spot. But I'm telling you, and I've said it a couple times on the show, Kayvon Wallace is going to play his way into the lineup this year sooner rather than later. All right, let me just, by the way, get my special teams in real quick too. Jake Elliott, Cameron Johnston, Ricky Lovato. So there's your defensive depth chart predictions. Thanks so much for tuning into today's edition of the show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on any platform so you get 4 to 6 Eagles podcasts a week downloaded into your phone or as well on LockedOnEagles.com. Follow us on Twitter. I'm always talking birds after the show at DiBiase LOE and at LockedOnBirds. As always, thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening, and let's go Birds.